print a tiara out. There are stickers. There are all kind of cool things. Welcome to all the teams that are here. Welcome to all the people who are still looking for a team. I saw some on the wiki. Thank you for that. Take your time to talk to people to see if there's something you like to do. And otherwise, find help. We will match you to something that would probably work nice with you. There's a small planning I made that is already completely screwed, so let's see how it will go. We open the doors. We do a small kind of time-boxed update from PL things that happened since the last meeting, since September. And then there's this small 1-minute TED talk for every team, where you are, what you need, what you want to know. About 60 seconds. I'm going to stand here with a stopwatch. I'm sorry for that, but we have 42 teams. If I'll take 1 minute, we're already close to an hour. So I love to hear what you all have done. Well, first of all, thank you BitLayer for hosting us again. I'm just saying thank you. Also, Event Infra, they are located there. The toilets are located there in that small alley. Also, thank you for the toilets. I'm very happy when there are toilets. There are multiple rooms. After this part, when you need something a bit more secluded with less voices spread around, we have this floor, everything that's open we're able to use.
Yep.
Yeah, good. There's RevBank. RevBank has an account of IFCAT, so if you take any drinks, scan on that account. And there's a Wi-Fi that is called Wi-Fi Open. Y2025-open. Then let's start with the biggest, goodest news that we had from the last week. The ticket sales is open. And it's going very well. We're across the 1111. And to give it some context, the blue line is what it was 3 years ago. The orange line is what it is right now. We're opened a bit earlier. And we started like unbelievably fast. I had a very nice idea of telling people for 2 weeks that are still early birds. Yes, those plans could go out of the window the moment I woke up the next day, because they were all gone. So I sincerely hope you all had the chance to buy them, and otherwise the other cheapest rate is still available for now. Yes. I'm very proud of it. Thank you all. We've done a lot of work up front, so people know about it, and I'm fairly sure there's a significant part that's coming from all the people in this room. Thank you for that. We're not 1,000 people, but we all apparently talk about it enough that people will buy it. Thank you. Then to the slightly less fun part. Yesterday I sent an email around to the mailing list. This was regarding one team that has some trouble. There was a team lead that resigned with a letter. We did a small investigation on that. The process was not perfect, but the results were that most part of team badge for now quit. There's still a part left that wants to make a badge. This is a very sorry situation. I'm really sorry I have to make the statement. If there are more questions, let's do them one-on-ones. Henry is the one who volunteered to talk about it, but I'm always Henry there. But I'm always open for chat. Yeah. A sorry situation. And I'll keep it for that with details. See the letter for a bit more, and that's what I want to say. Back to organization. We got a big donation from Limelight. What is Limelight?
It's an organization that hands out money to cool initiatives.
We're working on more grants. There are a few more that are possible. But a grant is a lot of work. And the amount of people who want to do that kind of work is low. So I'm very grateful for the people who do that. Yeah, There are, by the way, a lot of jobs that a lot of people don't want to do it, but people here are very good at it and like them. So again, thank you all. I'm so grateful for everybody. Okay. Then we have some updates. We have done some promos since September. We've been to a whole list of events. WICON, we had a talk at WICON, we had a talk at the One Conference, we had presence on Enloog, on Hackfest, we've been to opening of the hackerspace in Emmen, we've been to CyberSecNL, and we will have an assembly at CCC Congress, and there's a table planned at FOSDEM. So a lot of people can learn of us.
If you need stickers, find us there.
Also, if you need stickers now, they are there, next to the cutlery. Then, the other thing. On the previous Fall Fest, the previous meeting we had all, the call for participation opened. This was a very small notice, so I'm going to repeat it here. It's open. And in other news, we have the Ycast, the weekly update for all your news about Y. There are already 12 episodes. There will be a 13th. They still need some content. So find Ad, who is there. If you want to be in it and you have something fun to tell, if you think your work is important and not enough people know about it, that's the place to be. And... And then, my favorite part of these meetings. Let's go to all the teams who want to say something. About a minute, I'm gonna time box this. Everybody who wants to say something, come up front. We have a mic. There is minutes being made. I think they're on the wiki. There's also a simultaneous online presence. At also in IRC dumped and I believe on the wiki.
Not in the wiki yet.
Okay. I have an order here, but normally I just do who wants to come up first.
CTF is here.
Still unpacking.
Oh, unpacking. I see
nogal mensen gebeld.
Hey all, I'm Kato from Team Bar and Team Food Court. We hebben een bar. We hebben drie barren. En daar komt er één met karaoke. Dat heb ik vorige keer al gezegd. Samen met het Team Entertainment gaan we een leuk programma maken. Dat je kunt jammen. En Team Food Court. We hebben een uitbater gevonden. Die met... onderaannemers, maar dat is, mogen ze zelf regelen. De Food Court komt inrichten. Dat is een heel leuke partij. Ze gaan voor een gevarieerd aanbod. Zitten ook te denken aan dingen als slush puppies voor de kids en zo. Dus ja, ze komen echt met leuke voorstellen. En we hebben er alle vertrouwen in dat dat een goede partij is die ook gaat leveren. Dus dat wordt een levendige, mooi aanbod voor de Food Court.
Hello, ik ben Gluf van Team Power. We're planning at the moment, and from all teams that need some power, especially if you need a lot of power, contact us. Or if you have stuff at the outskirts of the terrain that you need power for, contact us, so we can plan accordingly and yeah, give everything and everybody what they need. Yeah. Compressed air or other things like water, we do too. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Gina from Team Terrain. We're currently working on the map. We are currently also working together with Team SysAdmin that all of the teams that need edit access to the map will get set access. We also have an online version of the map that is read-only, or like C-only, I guess. You can get the link from me. It's currently on Shadow Infrastructure, so yeah, I will give it to you personally. We would love to have individual meetings with certain teams that have input on the map. We have some of them, like, we are aware of, and we will contact them. But if your team has input on the map and we haven't asked you about it, then please just send us an email so we can have an individual meeting, because it's a bit more focused then. And also, we would love to have a meeting, like later after this round is over, about the traffic routes on the terrain. I think we need to talk about this, and I think there's a lot of parties involved, and I have a bunch of people on my list that I need. So I would love to meet directly once the working with team starts. Just find me, and we will find a quiet corner to talk.
Hi, I'm Ad from Team Info, which has subteams Promo and subteams Ycast. Yes, if someone wants to be in the Ycast, find Nancy, find me. And this is also running into Team Info now, because we also provide blog posts on the website. So if your team has some interesting story, if you want to share what your team does for visitors, and you want visitors to read this, we should get in touch and make it into a blog post. Maybe turn it into an interview as well. We also could use some extra help making more social posts, which could also be influenced by what your team does and what you want to share with the visitors and the rest of the world.
Next.
Hi, I'm Crow from Team Sponsors. First of all, we have 3 silver sponsors and Bit as a gold sponsor so far. Yay! but we still need a team lead, and we are also not moving as fast as we had hoped. So if you guys have any organizations in your network that you think might be willing to sponsor, please contact us. Our email is on the wiki. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Mr. Linux, or Luc. I'm from the rock team, the radio team. I would like to thank every team to give us all the information they need for the number of portos they need. That means that we are now at approximately 90% of the work done for rock. So it's very good. I will also on the field day on April, I think it's beginning of April, the 5th of April, we'll set up the installation and we'll do some testing on the terrain itself. Thank you. Come to see us, me or Leonard, or where is Mark-Jan? Thank you.
Hi, I'm Mom from Team Deco. We're busy preparing shiny stuff. And we have one very specific vacancy in our team, which is for somebody who's interested in taking responsibility for the looks of the silent lounge. This is a very compact project. It has a clear start and an end. And we need somebody to overview it. So if anyone is interested, please let us know. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Aka from Team NOC. We've been mostly still working on acquiring our uplink to the field, which has it's not gone so smooth as we hoped it, because yeah, we do have at least Surfnet as a sponsor. But they have their presence in the in Holland school in Alkmaar as their point of presence, and we're trying to bridge the gap from the field to in Holland. And we want to use ideally the fiber that is already on the field, which is a fiber to the home connection, which is partly owned by Solcon and Fiber Noord-Holland, and that's where a bit the complications are, like they are kind of pointing at each other. But yeah, we tried to go to the sponsor route to get Solcon on board. That was not successful yet, but now we've also Surfnet has offered to step in a little bit and they're also willing to sponsor a little bit more in that sense, because they have their IPv6 fund apparently, they're willing to sponsor some additional connection to sort of bridge the last gap. And one of the options is still to still use Solcon, and then we order a fiber to Solcon. Okay, we have, well, yeah. And we do have a backup option. This is through Relinet or Reliant, or how do you want to Reliant? Yeah, what? I say Relinet, but anyway. The backup option is a bit shitty, because then we still have to put a like 2 or 3 kilometers of fiber ourselves to this location, and the handhole is at a busy intersection nearby. So that's it is still our backup option, but we try to make it work with Solcom. And let's hope. But it's a bit complicated. So that's it.
Hi, CS23 from Warehouse. We've kind of started getting goods. We have 77 power strips, I think. So if you need power strips, let us know. Also, if you need other stuff, tools, tie wraps, anything that you need to build up or during the event, let us know.
Hi, I'm Okarin from Team Volunteers. We are currently onboarding 2 new members. Working on the layout of the Heaven tent. And yes, there will be Mecklenburger.
Hi, I'm Kat Satzi for Content Team. The CFP is open, as we already know. At some point, we will need more hence, but at the moment it's going fine, and also the CFP is active, so yeah, at the moment we are fine, and that's it for the moment.
Hi, Manduka here from Onsite Logistics, but also in charge of the Bulls order. If you need anything from Bulls, please let me know, send me an email at manduka@y25.org.
Hello, Icy Palm from Team Villages. We don't have many updates, but we're currently working on our build-up and teardown strategy, and we would like to talk with Parking and Team Drain about traffic flows. And so far we have 24 villages that have already announced their presence on the field, including the 2 test villages, so that's nice.
Okay, Rick from Team Parking. We're currently planning the layout of the fields and talking to the teams. They already mentioned a few to get the details in order to make a good planning. If you need any more services on the parking field, we sent a proposal to the meeting last week. Just let us know. You can reach us via the email address, which is found on the mailing.
I'm Yik. I'm from Team Safety, so that's Security, First Aid and Fire, but I'm also doing Team Permit. The most important thing that we still have lacking or have to do yet is writing the permit. So I think especially in this holiday season you can expect to hear a lot from us.
Well, then I'll take the floor. Productiehuis, hi, I'm Mac. We're currently pretty much up to schedule. There is only one question. Some team asked for a lot of ultraviolet lights. And we want to know why and where and how, because those things are expensive and take a lot of power. Thank you.
Okay, if there is also the call for the capture the flag, they need the screen, so I'm just going to finish my presentation if nobody else wants to come forward. Team sysadmin, they get presents. They don't want, okay.
Team, no, it's Team Y. So for Team Sysadmin, to make a diff from the last meeting we had, we have now are hosting the main website. You've probably seen there's a blog system behind it. If you want to write anything, poke Team Info and they will get you sorted. And we have a ticket store up and running, as you might have seen. Get more tickets. If you want to see the statistics, those are on stats.y2025.org. Or on MQTT at mqtt.y2025.org. Or if you have a sharp badge, you can download the app and put it in your home and see live ticket sales. Separately, we're also hosting Team Terrain's Postgres database. If you want to get access, as they said, poke them for database credentials, poke us for the VPN details per person, and we'll get you sorted out. If you have anything coming up, then please poke us ahead of time so we can schedule things accordingly and help you out with whatever you need. Thank you.
So then I have still some general updates, but some teams might not have told. The first sponsors are there. That was already said by the sponsor team. I'm going to some things might be duplicated. The first steps for the permit are made. Thank you, that's also a very lot of work. There are tiaras. The merch is on the way. They're finalizing how much things will cost. They're already there in the shadow category in the ticket shop, but you can't buy it yet. You can get a product that you get an email when it's available, but it's probably also be on the mailing list. And I suppose you're all on the mailing list, right?
Yep.
And then we will get a social media package so everybody can announce everything while on the socials. And there will be more promo things soon. That is all I have to say. Then we have the last team who wants to present something. And afterwards, talk with each other, have some productive, there will be food. Thank you all.
So we're Team CTF, and I know a lot of you have no idea what CTF is or what Team CTF does, so we made a short presentation. So basically we are Team Capture the Flag and also the secret tokens, but that messes up the layout, so we're Team CTF. We do four things. We organize the CTF, we organize the secret token challenge, we host the CTF tent, and we help coordinate other kind of games and challenges on the field. What is a CTF? Well, basically, you pick a challenge, you solve the challenge, you get the flag, you score points, and you have fun. What are secret tokens? You find the secret tokens somewhere on the field, could be on the flag, or you have mini games. You solve the mini games, you get the token, you have fun. We host the CTF tent, and the CTF tent is the place where you hang out and play the CTF, and you do that all night till we kick you out. We did this before, we did it at Ohm, we did it at Sham, we did it at MCH, and we're going to do the same for Y, but even more awesome. Statistics, most important part, we have 100 teams playing on the field. So that's even more players. So at least 10% of the visitors is playing our game. In short, we provide content and entertainment. Oh. So that's 60 seconds. Oh, I had one more slide. So I could have managed this in 60 seconds. Ik heb nog twee slides.
We also have another game called Capture the Pins. If you have ordered pins with Daniela, I have them here. I trust everybody that they pay accordingly to what they ordered, but please do note that. And we have some spare, and these are available for €2 each. So if you have ordered pins with Daniela, please come and find me. I have the pins over here. So capture the pins.
So I'm going to finish without the slides because I only had one slide after this. Oh, whoa. Yay. So as I was saying, we provide content and entertainment. So next up for us is we make a promo. Read it. Yeah, I'm just gonna tell this. So we do promotion for the CTF and for the full event. So we will create a CTF announcement webpage, which is going to be ctf@y2025.org. And we'll have a teaser round at the beginning of next year, which is promotion for the event and the CTF. And it will reach the whole CTF community. And we will have a couple of challenges, probably three. They can solve that, know about the event, and try to get the first prize, and hopefully join the whole event. And I had another slide, but you don't see it, and it says done. Oh, you can see. Done.
So this is not related to anything Y, but if you have ordered cyber stickers, you can follow me. I will be waiting in the back, and we can do some trunk store, kofferbakhandel downstairs. It's a lot. So, and I'm finally rid of it, so thank you.
Okay, well, let's conclude the info dump part here. Let's find the teams you need to talk with, find your own team to talk to in person, and I can seriously say thank you all. We made the schedule even though we started late. This is unbelievable. This is twice in a row. This is scary. Thank you all, and see you later today. See you around.